Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. I do want to encourage you to check out our other podcasts. In particular, I want to focus on The Amazing World of Radio at amazing.greatdetectives.net. There you can listen to 90 episodes that we have done so far, featuring holiday programs, as well as programs that have been chosen by our Patreon supporters through our summer series. We've done The Summer of Angela Lansbury, The Summer of Humphrey Bogart, Great Movies Over Radio, as well as some other spring miniseries. And we've got another great miniseries coming up right after Washington's birthday, where we'll have a Washington's birthday special, and then every Monday and Wednesday until Jack Webb's 100th birthday on April the 2nd, we will be playing a Jack Webb old-time radio program that's outside of the detective genre. So be sure and subscribe to The Amazing World of Radio at amazing.greatdetectives.net. Also check out our other podcast at thewar.greatdetectives.net and the video version of this podcast at videotheater.greatdetectives.net. Well, now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date on this is May the 25th of 1949, and this one is Blackie, Mary, and the Canyon Resort Murders.
Henry.
Yes, Agatha.
The total?
285 and 1042. That makes we've made a net profit of $1,200 this month.
That's pretty good.
Isn't it? When can we stop? You know, retire, like you said.
Not yet, Henry.
No.
I saw a couple of lonesome women up here today.
Oh, no.
And I'm just wondering which one of them you're going to marry.
I won't do it. 3 times is 20. Please, Agatha, no more, please.
Henry, this will be the last time.
That's what you
then
said.
Then we'll have enough to retire.
I know, but...
Anybody home?
Oh, we're in the kitchen, Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I've seen your light. I'm kind of late, ain't you, Miss Canyon?
A little.
It's after midnight.
Well, Henry and me, we're just doing our books.
Yes, books,
huh? Fine. Hope you got a lot of money. See, I decided to get me a wife.
You have?
Yep. One of your rich guests. Her name's Catherine Sloan.
You've got big ideas for a fellow who just works here.
Oh, I don't figure on working no more.
You don't?
No, I decided to retire.
He's going to...
And live off your money.
Want a glass of water, Henry?
Why, no.
I'll get one for you.
I don't think you heard what I said, Miss Canyon.
I heard you, Tom.
Why should we give you money, Tom?
Well, you see, I know all about you two, and I decided...
Agatha, you hit Tom too hard.
Mm-hmm.
I think you broke his neck.
Yep, I did.
He's dead.
Yeah, I guess he is.
I know, but...
But that's only important to him, Henry.
Agatha...
Let's continue talking about what's important to us.
You're sure it's pure, and it's just as smooth? Yes, you're sure it's pure. CV's clear, clean taste tells you that and more. From your first sip of the smooth, creamy foam that billows on top of your glass, right down to that last delicious, full-flavored drop, you'll find CV bright and sparkling, light and lively, with the rich, robust, and full-bodied flavor of a real honest-to-goodness beer, a premium-quality beer, premium quality that costs you no premium in price. Our enthusiastic friend, whose voice you just heard, has a special message for those who are not familiar with the beer with the million-dollar flavor. Just listen.
Try it. Just try CV, and you'll agree there is no finer beer. You're sure it's pure, and it's just as smooth. Yes, sir, just as smooth.
Now on to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friends.
I'm assigned, Inspector Faraday.
Hello, Faraday.
Blackie, what makes you so happy so early in the morning?
I got news for you.
You're going to hang up on me. Okay, goodbye.
Hold it, Faraday.
Well, make it snappy, genius. I'm trying to catch up on some lost sleep.
Hey, suppose the commissioner comes in.
He can sleep at home. Now, what do you want?
Well, just thought you'd like to know that Mary and I are going up to the Canyon Resort this morning for vacation.
Hey, couldn't you make it someplace further away from town?
Why, the Canyon Dude Ranch is a very nice place.
Oh, I'm so excited. How long will you be gone?
Well, no, no, yet. Week, 10 days.
That's too bad.
Oh, you're beginning to miss me, huh?
No, I just hope you make this vacation permanent.
Faraday, you know you couldn't get along without me.
You want to prove it, genius?
Yeah.
Don't come back until I send for you. I'll see you never, Blackie.
Mary, you should have heard Faraday when I called him and said that we were going to the Canyon's Dude Ranch for a vacation.
No, I know just what he said, Blackie. Blackie, why can't you pick some place that's not so near? Don't make it a vacation. Make it permanent.
Oh, you listened in on that phone call.
No, I just know the inspector.
See what you mean.
Will your eyes close?
Oh, darn it.
I
popped the button on my jacket.
Oh, well, I'll fix it when we get to the ranch.
Oh, good.
Why'd you tell Faraday it was a vacation?
Well, the whole thing may turn out to be a wild goose chase.
Oh, I see.
Captain Sloan calls me and babbles something about her new boyfriend, Tom, disappearing. She suspects foul play. For all I know, it may be just a lover's quarrel.
Mm-hmm. Any idea what to look for when we get to the resort?
No, but Catherine said she wasn't telling anybody we were coming. Figured that that would give me a free hand to operate.
Uh-huh, yeah, I see.
I told her that we'd check in as Bud Benton and Mary Winters.
Why Bud Benton and Mary Winters?
In case anybody decides to check our names in the registry with the lettering on our bag.
Oh, you smarty.
Retaining those letters is our initial move.
Oh, dear. Agatha, are you sure nobody saw you?
No, stop worrying, Henry.
I know.
All the guests were having their breakfast.
I know, Agatha.
Man out. I think I got all the mud off my hands.
Dear.
Hand me that towel there.
Oh,
will you, Henry?
Here. About Tom?
I gave the boy a decent burial near one of the unused trails.
I guess he was a good worker.
Yeah, until he got fancy ideas.
I know.
Come on. Put on your tie. We'll get some breakfast. I'm starved.
Agatha.
Yeah?
While you were gone with Tom, his girl, Catherine Sloan, came in.
Oh.
I got rid of her, but Slim... Oh, that was something else again.
What Slim want?
He said that he and Tom were good friends as well as roommates.
He did?
He said Tom better turn up soon.
He knows something.
Yes?
Maybe I'll have...
No, Agatha. No more killing. No more. No
we may
more.
We have to, Henry, to protect ourselves.
But Agatha...
You know what we plan.
No, but...
You get married once more and then we'll be able to retire.
Agatha...
I'm doing this for you, Henry.
Agatha, you're clever and big and strong,
well,
but... I'm afraid.
Don't be silly.
But I am.
I wouldn't let anybody touch a hair of your head.
Agatha, can't I try talking to Slim before we decide on, you know?
Well, all right, Henry.
Good.
You can talk to him.
Good.
I don't like it at all when you're upset. Come on now, let's eat.
Mary.
Yeah. Oh, now I can sew that button back on your jacket like you just let me get a needle and thread somewhere.
Don't forget, Mary. You're Mary Winters.
Oh, yeah. You're Bud Benton. Let's go, Bud. I think I'm going to like this vacation, partner.
Hope it's a vacation.
What a day.
Oh, smell that air.
You got a reservation?
No, we haven't. Are there any vacancies?
We got plenty of rooms. I'm supposed to ask that question. Here, you sign here.
Go ahead, Mary. You sign first.
Okay. Mary Winters.
Winters, yes.
Oh. I see you got a siren. You don't look bad.
Well, thanks.
Oh, thank me. I had nothing to do with her getting you. You sign here.
Miss, is there any place that I can borrow a needle and thread? Mr. Benton lost a button from his jacket.
Oh, I'm sorry. We don't carry that stuff behind the desk.
Well, no, I didn't think...
Why don't you ask Miss Canyon?
Miss Canyon?
Yeah, Agatha Canyon.
Oh?
The big fat dame that owns this place.
Oh, that's the first.
She and her brother, that is.
Oh, that together,
yeah, she has a cabin 2 doors down.
Oh, thank you very much. Come on, Bud, let's get that needle and thread.
Okay, Mary. Let's sew on the button and go on to bigger things.
That girl at the desk is in character, Blackie.
Mary, be careful.
Oh, I mean Bud.
Don't forget
sorry.
It. Here's Miss Canyon's cabin.
Oh, door's open.
I'd better knock anyway.
Mm-hmm.
No, knock once more.
Oh, I guess nobody's home, but if she's like any other woman, she keeps the sewing box in the bedroom. Come on, let's go in.
Look, Mary, I have another coat, you know, honestly.
I said I'd sew that button on, and I'm going to do it. Now, come on in with me.
Okay. Hello? Well, nobody's here.
Except us. Let's see, that should be the bedroom over there.
Okay, it's the bedroom. Where do you look for needle and thread?
Oh, in the dresser. We'll start with the top drawer and work down.
Okay. Find it, Mary?
Oh, no, but look. Look, here are 3 wedding bands.
Oh, yeah.
3 of them. Well, they all have different initials.
Let's see. Yes. GR to HC with love.
Ooh.
KL to HC with love.
They're all original, aren't they?
M McT to HC with love.
Hmm.
Mary, they're all to HC. Well, see, that could stand for Canyon.
Well, Miss Canyon's name is Agatha.
But she has a brother.
Oh.
And men wear wedding rings, you know.
Oh, I forgot that.
Last ring, M. McP, H.C.
Oh, now, don't tell me you recognize the initials M. McP.
Let's get to a phone booth.
Looking okay.
For a needle and thread for my button may ring a bell.
Ring like a... Homicide, Inspector Faraday.
Faraday, this is Blackie. Yeah? Tell me if the disappearance of Martha McPartland has ever been solved.
Martha McPartland?
That's what I said.
Blackie, what are you up to?
Nothing yet. Asking questions. Has she ever been found?
No, we're still looking for her. She's been missing almost 2 years.
Yes, I know.
Why are you suddenly interested in her?
Just an idea I got from a set of initials on a wedding ring.
A what?
A ring that may help me finger a murderer.
Oh, nice shooting, Slim.
Yeah, not bad, Henry.
Not bad at all.
Any word on Tom yet?
No, I ain't heard nary a thing. Don't expect to.
No?
Slim, could you use $500?
Got something on your mind,
huh? Yes.
Talk it straight out.
Well, now that Tom has run off, Agatha and me, we need somebody smart to take over his work around the place.
Yeah.
Yes, the job pays a $500 bonus on account of you have to have your... hands full, and of course, you'll have to keep your mouth shut.
Not interested.
Slim, $500's a lot of money.
Not interested. Find Tom.
Now, you listen
get
to me.
Get your hands off me.
Slim,
get
them
off.
Now, look,
Troy,
Slim.
You can't buy me off. I know what happened to Tom, and
Slim.
This is too good for you.
Don't you hit me!
I'm coming.
He hit you! I'll tear him apart. I'll rip him wide open.
Get away from me, you crazy dame. Get away from me.
Oh, nobody can touch my Henry. Nobody. He almost killed me, Agatha. It's all right, Henry, considering that I just killed him.
Light and lively, you bet. Bright and sparkling, yes, sir. And it's just as smooth.
Now, there's a description of CV's flavor that should make you want to pour yourself a glass of champagne velvet right now. When you do, you'll find your taste tempted by the creamy, snow-white foam that billows on top of your glass. And you'll see CV's purity in its pale, clear amber color, a promise of real thirst satisfaction. But don't just look. Taste it. You'll find it, as our enthusiastic friend says, bright and sparkling from foam to finish, with a clear, clean taste that makes you sure it's pure. A premium quality beer made with more costly premium quality materials, premium quality that costs you no premium in price.
Remember, you're sure it's pure, and it's just as smooth.
And now, back to Boston Blackie. One of the workers at the Canyon Resort falls in love with Catherine Sloan, a guest. He attempts to blackmail Henry and Agatha Canyon, owners of the place, because he recognizes the racket the Canyons are working. Agatha kills Tom, hides his body, and Agatha and Henry spread the news that Tom has run off. Catherine Sloan calls Boston Blackie to help find Tom. Blackie and Mary arrive at the ranch, registering as Bud Benton and Mary Winters. Blackie calls Faraday, believing he has found a clue. Agatha and Henry, to cover their tracks in the murder of Tom, kill his friend Slim. As we return to our story, Blackie and Mary are with Catherine Sloan.
Now, Kathy.
I tell you, I'm going out of my mind.
Now, take it easy.
Something's happened to Tom. I just know it.
Oh, please, Catherine. Can't you fill us in on the details?
All right. Well, you see, I've only known Tom 2 weeks.
Yes.
But it's just as if I'd known him all my life.
I see.
And night before last, he proposed to me. And then he went to tell the Canyons.
Mm-hmm.
He said he had to get something straight. And that's the last time I saw him.
Well, have you any idea what Tom had on his mind?
Oh, no, Mary. When I asked Mr. Canyon what happened to Tom, he just giggled in that foolish way of his. And he said a man has a right to change his mind.
Oh, no.
I don't believe it, Mary. Oh, something awful is going on here.
Well,
even Tom's friend Slim acted kind of peculiar when I bumped into him just before you two got here.
Well, what did he say when you asked him about Tom?
Nothing. Looked at me and went back to shooting at a target.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Blackie, you've got to find out what's going on here, and you've got to find Tom.
Catherine, I know what's going on here. At least I'm pretty sure.
Well, what about Tom?
Well, that I don't know yet. We'll just have to trust the luck.
Oh, Blackie, you've got to find him.
I'll do my best, Catherine.
Please.
Now, Mary, I need your help.
What do you want me to do?
Catherine, you stay here in your cabin.
Yeah.
Mary, you and I are going back to the main lobby where we signed. Okay, Mary. You know what to do.
Yeah, okay. Let's go, Blackie.
Welcome to the Canyon Resort. Oh, Miss Winters, Mr. Benton. Now, you've been gone long enough. Did you get the needle and thread?
Miss Canyon wasn't in her cabin.
Oh, well, say, I'll get her for you. She's right back here in her office.
Never mind.
What's the matter?
I want to check out of here.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to be anywhere that he is. Now, check me out or check him out. I won't stay here if he stays.
Now, Mary, please stop crying.
Go away from me.
All right, I am going.
Look, honey, don't get upset. Manny's worth it.
They're all alive.
But what's going on here?
Yes, what is going on?
Oh, Mr. Canyon, Miss Canyon. Miss Winters here had a fight with her boyfriend.
He's not my boyfriend, not anymore.
Sounds like she really loves him.
Who are you?
I'm Henry, and this is my sister Agatha. Hey. We run this place. Now, what's your trouble?
Well, I thought I finally found somebody who wasn't trying to marry me for my money.
Yes?
Oh.
Somebody who wasn't such a baby.
I see.
Oh, what's the use? I'm checking out.
No, oh, no.
No, don't do that.
He was
that,
just
Miss
after
Winters.
My money.
Oh, well, you never can tell.
Huh?
You may find somebody up here who's more mature.
That's
somebody
right.
You'll really like.
Oh, you honestly think so?
I know so.
Really?
Uh-huh. Don't you, Henry?
All right, Tommy, this is it. Stop over there, will you? Yeah.
Saturday.
Is that you, Blackie?
Sure, you just couldn't stay away from me, could you?
Yeah, don't bet. All right, what's with this Martha McPartland you called me about?
I'll explain that later. Now, listen.
Yeah.
Mary is registered as Mary Winters, and we've had a fight.
It's about time she got wise to you.
Well, it's all part of a plan.
Now, what plan?
A plan to bust this racket wide open.
What racket? What are you talking about?
Now, play along with me, will you? Don't recognize Mary, and I'll solve a case for you. In fact, if you like, go to sleep and relax.
Go to sleep? Who could rest at a time like this?
Just take a nap, Faraday, and leave the rest to me.
Steady, boy, steady. Whoa, now just a couple of minutes more, and you'll be the handsomest horse in the stable.
Hello, Mr. Canyon.
Huh? Oh, Miss Winters. Yes. Glad to see you're not crying anymore.
Oh, I'm through wasting tears on my ex-boyfriend. He isn't worth it. There are plenty of other men.
That's the girl.
Yes.
Been looking around the resort?
Uh-huh. Oh, sure, it's beautiful country.
It takes a beautiful woman to appreciate beautiful country.
Why, Mr. Canyon, oh, what a nice thing to say.
I've meant every word of it. Oh. Hope you've changed your mind about checking out.
I have.
Good.
I'm going to stay a while.
Good.
Henry.
Huh?
Are those horses gentle?
Why, how stupid I am.
Oh.
Such a gorgeous day, and we stand inside a stable just talking to you. I'm going to saddle you a real thoroughbred and gentle as a lamb.
Well, Henry, I don't know the trails around here.
Why?
Oh, wouldn't you come riding with me, Henry, dear?
The minute I seen you, Miss Winters.
Henry.
Huh?
My name is Mary.
Oh, yes, Mary. I said to myself, how come a nice girl like that ain't never been married, I said.
Oh.
How come? Mary?
Well, I've never met the right man. Up till now.
Oh, do you really mean that?
Why, yes.
Well, what's up with the horse?
I can't control my horse. I can't get it to stop. Help me.
Hold on tight.
Help.
I'll grab the rein. Hold on tight.
Easy, boy, easy.
Whoa.
Hurry.
Whoa.
Henry.
Whoa, boy. Hold up.
There. No, that was close.
You were in no danger.
Oh, Henry, you were so brave.
Oh, Doc. Say, look, we're right near your cabin.
Huh?
Maybe you better rest a spell.
Oh, yes, I guess I'd better.
I'll take your horse back.
Oh, thank you, Henry.
There you are.
Oh, I'll see you later, Henry.
You can bet on that.
Okay.
Well, Henry, you are a slick one.
Agatha, where'd you come from?
Oh, I watched the whole thing.
You did?
Henry, you wouldn't be falling for that piece of baggage, would you?
Shh. Whatever gave you such an idea?
Just keeping my eyes and ears open.
I know.
And Henry.
Yeah?
Don't fool or you'll find your head open.
Me in.
Anybody see you come to my cabin, Mary?
No, Blackie. I took the back path. Blackie, Bud, is there someone in the other room?
Yes, it's Faraday.
Oh.
Hello, Miss Winters.
Hello, Inspector.
Never mind, Faraday. Mary, how'd you make out with Henry?
Well, the old goat. He thought I really went for it. Look, all I can see.
Now, hold it. The question is, did he go for you?
Oh, so much so that Agatha was spying on us through the trees.
Good.
I saw her.
Now, look, Blackie, enough is enough.
Really?
First, a phone call about Martha McPartland, who's been missing 2 years. Now, Mary, playing footsie with a geezer old enough to be a father.
Oh, he's awful.
Is he? Well, what's going on?
Agatha and Henry are murderers, Faraday, and I don't have any proof yet.
You don't have proof? Well, of all the...
Faraday, I know how to get it.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm kidnapping Henry.
Canyon Resort.
Agatha, it's me, Henry.
Henry, where are you?
Well, I'm down at the Central Hotel in town. I'm not coming back anymore, Agatha.
What are you saying, Henry?
I'm leaving in 2 hours with Miss Winters.
What?
I'm leaving for good.
Wait for me, Henry. I'll be right down. Henry? Henry? You come out here.
Go away, Agatha. I'm taking a shower.
I want to talk to you, Henry.
Well, go ahead and talk.
What's this about you and Miss Winters going away?
That's right, Agatha. In an hour.
Why, you miserable little hound. I stayed with you because I was sorry for you. Just a little no-account half-pint.
Well,
don't need me anymore. So you think you can get rid of me. Well, you got another guest coming there.
It's no use, Agatha. I've made up my mind. Yeah? I'm leaving you.
Well, the only way you leave Henry is like Slim or Tom or those three women of yours. Dead.
You can't scare me, Agatha.
Open that door, Henry, or I'll shoot it down.
Sure, Agatha. I'll open it. I've just put my robe on. You just let me turn off the water.
Hello, Agatha.
What are you doing in there? Where's Henry? Don't cry anything. This gun talks loud.
Don't you recognize me?
So it was you imitating Henry. You trapped me.
That's right. Okay, Faraday, bring Henry in.
No, Agatha. Oh. No, you were so...
Henry!
Me, so I on no account half fine.
Henry, I thought you were running out on me. How could I know it was somebody imitating
you? It was Boston Blackie. This was a trick.
Boston Blackie, Henry. How could you let him trick me?
He had no choice, lady.
Yeah, you fell right into a trap, Agatha. You fat!
Don't you talk to me like that.
I will.
You. I'll tell him who's really responsible
you'll
for all this.
You'll say nothing. You hear?
Grab him, Faraday.
I'll kill her.
Stop it, Henry, or I'll shoot.
You ain't shooting nobody no more.
Henry, no.
Okay, Henry. I'll take that gun.
I don't need it anymore. She's dead. Well, I'm glad. She kept the three wedding rings to have a hold on me. I'm glad I killed her. And now...
He's going for a gun. No, you don't, Henry.
No!
There you are, Faraday. And you got your confession and this marriage racket.
Yeah.
Just in case of a tie. Funny, Captain. Hiya, Mary.
Hi, Blackie. Did it work?
Like a charm.
Oh, Blackie, tell me what happened to Tom. Where is he?
He's dead.
Huh? Oh.
Agatha killed him when he tried to blackmail her.
Blackmail? Oh, no! Now, take it easy, Captain.
I'm afraid that's true. Henry confessed the whole thing. Tom had discovered their Lonely Hearts racket and was trying to hold them up and cut himself in.
Oh, those three wedding rings we found.
Oh, yes. Belonged to three of their victims. Henry would marry them, get their money, and then Agatha would dispose of them. When Tom learned their secret, they had to get rid of him. They killed Slim because they didn't know how much he knew.
So that's the story of this country place, huh, Blackie?
Yes, and I clipped Henry, Mary, as a last resort.
Premium quality, yes, sir. Premium price, no, sir. There is no finer beer, and it's just as smooth.
And that's saying a lot in a few words. For Champagne Velvet is accepted everywhere as a beer of real premium quality. Here's why. Champagne Velvet's famous formula calls for only the more costly premium quality materials. And CV is made the more costly way. No time saved at the expense of careful brewing. No cost saved at the expense of controlled aging. Aging that brings CV to you at the peak of its famous million-dollar flavor. But CV's flavor tells you all of that. Full-flavored thirst satisfaction, of course. But more than that, CV's clear, clean taste makes you sure it's pure.
Yes, sir. Proves premium quality at no premium in price. You're sure it's pure. And it's just as smooth.
Now, here's an example of what's in store for you on next week's Boston Blackie Adventure.
Oh, what a time to get a flat. It's all right, though. I have control of the wheel.
Pudgy's getting away.
Well, here's the garage. I should be able to get another car and take up a chase.
Oh, everything happens at once.
So right. Oh, dear.
Can I help, Mac?
I need another car right away. It's important. I'll pay you whatever you ask, but I need a car.
Sorry, Mac. The only rent car in the garage is out in the call.
Well, what about that motorcycle over there?
Well, that doesn't belong to me. I'm sorry, but
I don't have time to argue with you. I'll see you later.
Well, Blackie, wait for me.
No, Mary. I'm leaving you here for security.
You're not leaving at all, Mac. I said you can't use that motorcycle.
Sorry, Mac, but I need it.
Hey, cut that out. Come back here.
Now, leave him alone. That's Boston Blackie, and he's chasing a thief.
Not in that cycle. He isn't. The steering gear is busted.
What? Blackie!
Oh, he ran back into that tree.
Welcome back. One thing I found myself wondering during this episode with the setting is whether they were moving more towards what would happen on television where Boston Blackie would be on the West Coast. In the radio series, Blackie is clearly, the series was recorded and broadcast in New York. And clearly, the setting is New York, even though it's not said. So I was kind of wondering, do they have dude ranches in New York State, or is this a signal of what was to come? And there are actually some dude ranches in New York, so probably not. Might have been reading a little bit too much into that. Now, at this point, I should mention that we are getting towards the end of the road for Boston Blackie. We only have 3 episodes left. In 4 weeks, join us for a previously uncirculated episode of a series we've completed. And then 1 week after that, we'll be bringing you Raffles. So be sure and listen to this spot as we prepare to say farewell to one of our longest-running features. Just about 4 years we've been doing Boston Blackie. Now we turn to listener comments and feedback, and got a pretty good question here from John. John writes, I'm interested in getting your opinion on something about Boston Blackie, which has been bothering me for a bit. How capable a detective do you feel Inspector Faraday is? Part of me feels that he must have some skills, otherwise how would he have risen through the ranks from patrolman to detective to inspector? On the other hand, his interactions with Blackie indicate that he's capable of missing clues, jumping to conclusions, and ignoring facts that don't fit those conclusions. As you often know more about the deeper history of many old-time radio detectives, I was wondering if this was the case in earlier media. Conversely, is there some origin story out of there if a young Officer Faraday saves Boston Blackie's life, and in return, Blackie has been helping his career along for many years? Well, this is a good question, John. Unfortunately, origins of Faraday, I don't have a definitive answer about. In the actual Boston Blackie movie series, the earliest one of those that I've been able to see, I think was the 4th film. And in there, it's mentioned that Faraday did actually send Blackie to prison. And I do think, particularly where the radio shows start off, they really are tying into the movie series. In terms of the pre-movie Boston Blackie, I honestly don't know. I've read the Boston Blackie book, which collects about 5 short stories and ties them together into a narrative. However, there were quite a few other short stories published in Cosmopolitan magazine, which nothing like the Cosmo of today. Still a women's magazine, but much more sort of family-oriented prior to 1965. But I've not read any of those stories. Even though they are all in the public domain, they're not. I've not been able to find them online. And according to Kurt, who runs the excellent website jackboylefan.wordpress.com, Blackie, because in the book, Blackie is just pretty much a criminal, heart of gold, but, you know, definitely a criminal. He does reform in the later stories, runs into some honest policemen. Don't know if Faraday was one of them, but that's just in the last few stories, which were never collected into book form. So if anybody has read those stories, and if Faraday has an origin in literature, I'd love to know about it, and if any thoughts on how the literary Inspector Faraday compares to the radio and movie version. Now, I did want to go ahead and mention here, since I mentioned jackboylefan.wordpress.com, I think that is worth checking out. Because as of the time of this recording, the top blog post on that website, which was from October of last year, features an article from Radio Mir magazine, which tells a really simple mystery story that the cast of Boston Blackie solves. So you get to see the real cast sort of in character from these radio programs that we've been listening to these past 4 years. And so it's a really neat feature. So I'd encourage you to check it out. JackBoyleFan.wordpress.com is the website. The article should be on top for quite a while. The author, he does what he needs to do as part of his research into Jack Boyle, but there's not like a set update period, so you should be able to find it. If not, you just click on the archives on the side for October 2019. That'll get it up. So yeah, go to jackboylefan.wordpress.com and enjoy a really nice little pictorial presentation there. But thanks so much for the comment, John. And I want to go ahead and thank our Patreon supporter of the day. Thank you so much to Aaron. Aaron's been one of our Patreon supporters since June of 2015. And also a longtime supporter of the show before that. She's currently supporting us at the Master Detective level of $15 or more per month. Thank you so much for your support, Aaron. That will do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. And we'll be back next Thursday with another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meantime, send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives. And become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.